Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of Amud. We continue to discuss the halacha of Zakah Mamre and teaches us the Mishnah Eim and Misan Oisai. The Zakah Mamre is not put to death. Leiv Bezin should be Iroi, not in the Bezin in his city. Leiv Bezin should be Yavna, not in the Bezin of Yavna. After the Sanhedrin was no longer in full operation, they went to Golis to different places, and one of the places that they went to was Yavnam. And if this entire parsha that we've been learning about Zakah Mamre took place in Yavnam, then the halakhos that we've been learning would not be applicable. Ella Malos to the Bezin Agol Shabbishlayim. The only place that this can happen is in the Bezin Agol Shabbishlayim. And furthermore, on Mishamim Raisa at a regal, we wait to put the Zakah Mamre to death until the closest Yonta Pesach Shavuos or Sukkos, because Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'chol Am Yishmu V'yiru V'lo Yizidin Oid, that everybody has to see what happened to this individual who was a Zakah Mamre. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Eima anas dina shel zeh. It's inappropriate to make this person suffer. Al meir sinai yusum yad. They immediately put the Zakah Mamre to death. V'kais v'shachin shluchim v'kal makaymais. And they sent shluchim all around Eretz Yisrael to notify his pliny v'schayim misa v'bezdin. This individual was chayiv misa because he was Zakah Mamre. So as we said, originally, as the Torah says, the halacha is that the Beis Din HaGadol sat in the Lishkas HaGazus. But at a certain point, even before the Churban, they went to Golos, they left the Lishkas HaGazus, particularly once they saw that there was unfortunately an abundance of murder taking place in Klal Yisrael, and they didn't want to be a Beis Din that were killing people, so they just took themselves away from that place. And of course, all the Rishonim ask, well, we've learned that somebody can't become a Zakah Mamre unless he rebelled against the Beis Din after sitting in the Lishkas HaGazus. But if the Beis Din is not in the Lishkas HaGazus, so how would the rule that we just learned that we don't put him to death only in the Beis Din HaGadol be applicable? How did he become a Zakah Mamre under these circumstances in the first place? So one teretz that I saw is that the Beis Din HaGadol, when he became a Zakah Mamre, were in the Lishkas HaGazus, but until he actually was supposed to be killed, as we've been learning in our shiurim, it's quite a significant procedure until the person is considered a Zakah Mamre. The Beis Din was no longer sitting in the Lishkas HaGazus. And what we're learning here is that not only does he become a Zakah Mamre only through when this happens in the Lishkas HaGazus, but even more so, he has to be killed in the Beis Din HaGadol when it's sitting in the Lishkas HaGazus, and if it's not in the Lishkas HaGazus anymore, then he can't be killed. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that even though, as we just said, the Beis Din HaGadol saw that it needs to be go to Golus out of the Lishkas HaGazus in Yerushalayim, even though that was what they did, still they were, under certain circumstances, would come back to the Lishkas HaGazus if they saw so was the need. And the Mishnah is saying that even though they sometimes did come back to the Lishkas HaGazus, in order to kill the Zakah Mamre, it has to be that he will be put to death in the Lishkas HaGazus. And if they're not there, then he's not put to death. Tan Rabbanan, so begins the Gemara. The halacha is Eima Misinai Soi. We do not put the Zakah Mamre to the death. Leiva Beis Din should be right, not in the Beis Din in the city. The Leiva Beis Din should be Yavna, nor in the Beis Din that was in Yavna. El Malanai Soi. The halacha is Malanai Soi. The Beis Din Agol should be Shlaim. They would take him to the Beis Din Agol for Shlaim. Umesham Misai Regal. And they would wait until the closest Yontif, and then They would only put them to death on Yontif. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chol am yishru v'yiro v'lo yizidin oid divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, to which Rabbi Yehuda said, v'chinema yiru v'yiru, that if the pasuk would have said the words yiru v'yiru, I would understand that it means that everybody should see this taking place. V'lo yinema, doesn't the pasuk say, it's enough that they hear about his passing. Why does Rabbi Akiva disagree? Because he says that they have Yishmu, even though if it means hearing, they have to all hear at the same time. How is it possible, or possibly possible, that they should all hear the same thing at the same time? It must be that they're all there and witnessing his putting to death. So ask the Gemara, why, according to Rekiva, we know that there's a concept that we've learned many times in our Masechta about Inu Yaden, that if somebody's sentenced to death, we immediately put him to death. He shouldn't die, he shouldn't have to suffer and wait. Ella Mamisanai Sumiyat. Therefore, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say we immediately kill him if he is determined to be a Zaka Mamri. Then they send out notices that this plaining is chayiv misa bebezdin. This person was chayiv in bezdin because he became an zokim mamri. I saw that the sefer Gamani Oidecha explains why the Rabbi Akivas hold that we wait until the yontif. The pasuk says by a zokim mamri uviarta hara miyisrael. In other places, when the Torah speaks about eliminating the ra, the pasuk says, "Uviyat hara mikirbecha." Why over here, instead of saying the word mikirbecha, does it say miYisrael? What the Torah is trying to teach us is that this should take place miYisrael when all of Klal Yisrael is there, which is by Aliyah Regel. Tanur Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Arba tzrichin chachrozah. There are four individuals that we have to make an announcement when they're put to death, that everybody should learn the lesson. Hamesis, somebody who tries to convince others to worship Avodah Zarah. Ben Sarah Meirer, the Zake Mamre, and an Oidim Zomerman. Ubekula, and says the Gemara, by all of them, the Torah says, Ksibahu, the pasuk uses the words, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, or V'chol will be Edom Zomim, but by Edom Zomim, the pasuk uses different words. By Edom Zomim, the Torah does use the words Vanisharim Yishmu Viro. Why doesn't it say Kol Am? It says the mother like Kol Am Chazal Doser. Not everyone is worthy, is qualified to say Edus. So only V'chol Yisrael, only those who are people who are capable of saying Edus should learn the lesson of the Edom Zomim. But somebody who's not allowed to say Edus because he's disqualified anyway, the Torah doesn't say that he has to watch what happened, because there is no point in him trying to learn for us to teach him a lesson, because he anyway is disqualified to say Edus because of his other disqualifications. He's a Gazlan, etc. The Mishnah now begins to discuss the halacha of a Navi Sheker. Says the Gemishta, Navi Sheker. Who is the Navi Sheker? That's an individual who says Mash Lo Shama. He says testimony what he didn't hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simple pshat that the Rambam says is that he comes to say that to deduct from the mitzvahs or to add to the mitzvahs. But some say that it's only if he wants to completely uproot a mitzvah. If he's not completely uprooting the mitzvah, he's not necessarily Navi Sheker. Also, Mashloi Nemeloi, if somebody said Nevuah, even as we'll learn, it's a true Nevuah, but it wasn't a Nevuah that was said from Hashem for him to say, such an individual, Misasa B'dei Adam, he heard, he Chayiv Misa Chenek. Avla Kavish Nevuasai. If somebody holds back a nevuah that he heard and he doesn't say it, or hamavat al divrei navi, or what he does is that he heard something nevuah, and he doesn't pay attention. He says that we could ignore what the Navi taught us. The Navi Shava Devei Atzmei, a Navi violates what he himself said should be done. Amos Asa B'dei Shemayim. His Misa is only B'dei Shemayim. Bezdin isn't the one that carries out the Misa. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'oye ish eshlo yishma al divrei al dvorai ashidab b'shmi anoichi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I, Eresh Mimai, I will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take care of this. It's not for the person to say themselves. So our Mishnah said that if somebody is mevat al divrei Navi, that means somebody goes against what the Navi says, that person is Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Torah also says that somebody who says something false in the name Hashem, then he'll be put to death. And the question is, how do we know that that's the case? So the simple pshat is that he says that something is going to happen and doesn't actually end up happening. The Rambam says that in order for one to become a Navi, he has to be an individual who first produces a sign, does a nes, or successfully predicts the future. That person can become a Navi. But says the Rambam that producing a sign is not the only credential that's required. He says a person is not accepted as a Navi unless he's known to be a Chacham, a great Talmud Chacham, he's known to be a Tzaddik, because as the Chazal teaches in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shekhinasoi Ela Al Giba Chacham V'Asher. But if you have an individual who's a simple individual, even if he makes a true prediction or he makes a miracle, that isn't in any way that he's proof that he's a Navi. So we just learned him, Misnabe Mashu Leshama. If somebody brings a false message in the name of Hashem, he's chayiv misa. And Rabbi Lezim admits, the Ram comments that there are people who violate this isser of Navi Sheker when they tell a friend, sometimes they talk and they want to say, what I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me. Somebody making that type of a statement, even if he makes it in jest, says the Ram, that's considered that he's a Navi Sheker. The Miches Chinuch, of course, agrees that one never has a right to make such false claims. But, he says, if you have a common individual who, as we just finished saying, based on the Rambam, cannot be considered a Navi, so just like he's not considered a Navi, the whole halacha, Misnabe Mashu Leshama, is only by a person who's a Navi. This person as a Navi. And as long as this individual did not prove himself to be a Navi, continues the Netziv to say, the obligation that we're learning, that everybody has to follow what a Navi says, that's only by somebody who was established to be a Navi. But if somebody is not established to be a Navi, then all these halachas, the one who violates what he says, would not be applicable. Moreover, the Yad Rama says that to be considered a Navi Sheker, and again, we're learning now a question, does that have to be an individual who has a track record of Navi or not? It's not just if he says what he says, this is according to the Raim, not only if he says in the name of Hashem, but if somebody says in the name of Ruach HaKodesh, is also considered an individual who's a Navi, who's also considered that he's doing the wrong thing. The Mefarshim explained that we know that the wife of Lot, as they were running away from Sodom, turned into a pillar of salt. And why did that happen? Because she violated that what the Navi told her. She was told, Al Tabet Achreho, don't look backwards. And we learned in our Mishnah that a kol hamavater al davrei Navi chay miso b'dei shemayim. And from here we see that this halacha is not only by somebody who shows disrespect, even if somebody just does it out of curiosity, it seems that that would be the halacha of Mavata Devei Navi. And is that true? So I saw that the Sefer Rafsan Igra actually explains that if somebody disregards what the Navi said, but it's not because he disrespects what the Navi said. He respects what the Navi said. He just, like in the case of Eishes Loit, anxious to see what's going to happen. And because of that, she looked backwards. So he explains that that would not be normally considered an individual who is Mevatel Devrei Navi. Here, it's considered, here, there's a whole different consideration. Because as we know, Loit and his wife were not really worthy to be saved. The only reason they were saved was because of the schus of Avram Avinu. So since they were only saved in the schus of Avram Avinu, they had to follow the instructions perfectly. And therefore, somebody, since they did not follow what Avram Avinu said perfectly, that's why she lost the schus of being able to survive. In the Parashas Haman, it says, "V'hi b'yom ha'shishi, lok d'lecha mishnah shnei oim l'echad, v'yovah kol nasiu v'yigidu l'moshem." The pasuk says that they went out on Friday, and they discovered a double portion of man, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and to ask him what to do. And we asked our Chaim, why did it happen this way, that they discovered the extra man, and after they discovered the extra man, they came to ask, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Says Martin, Moshe Rabbeinu tell them immediately, this is what to expect. So the Chaim says, from here we see lamer, that a Navi, just like a Navi has halacha, may not say something that he wasn't told to say. He also may not say something that he was told not to say. And therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was not given instruction, lamer, to give this message to the people about the extra month, he had no right to say it until he was officially told to say so. And prior to being officially say so, he may not say so. A misnab b'shem avodah zarah. Somebody says navua in the name of avodah zarah. V'amakach amar avodas kachavim. If he says something in the name of avodah zarah, afilu kivenas halacha. Even if he said it, what is the halacha? That means latameh satameh. He said something that's tameh is really tameh. Or latar satar. He said something which is tar is really tar. But he said it in the name of avodah zarah. Is considered a navi shek and schayev chenek. Habala ishesish. If somebody has relations with a married woman, kivin shenichnas rishus habal l'nesuin. We've discussed in our shiurim. There's a concept of masra av l'shluchei habal, that marriage is a two step process, erisin and nesuin, and after the girl is moressa, she's still in her father's home. And then when it comes to the nesuin, what happened is sometimes that the av, the father, would give over the girl to the shluchei habal for the purpose of nesuin. Abish le'nivela, she hasn't had bia yet. The marriage has not been consummated. Still, at that point, she's considered enough of an eishes ish that abala, if somebody has relations with her, it's chayiv chenek, like somebody has relations with an eishes ish. Zayim be'as koyin. The halacha is that if a bas koyin was mezana, the Torah Kedoshah says, "Ubas ish koyin kisecha liznois asavir hi mechalelas be'esh tisarev." There's a special punishment that this woman gets. We've had discussion. We will have discussion. What circumstances is it, by nesuin or even by erisin? She's chayiv sreifa. Now, typically, when the Torah speaks about a punishment for a situation of znus, what the Torah says that the punishment is given, the same punishment is both given to the man and the woman. But when we speak about bas koyin, she is chayiv sreifa, but her husband, not her husband, the adulterer, is chayiv chenek. So now somebody turns out to be a eid zoyim against the bas koyin. And as we know, the halacha is v'sisim loyka shazam melasas lachiv. So normally, whatever punishment they wanted to cause is what's given to them. And therefore, the question here is, will they be put to death? And similarly, the question is, by Allah, if the man had relations, what is his punishment? The kolam is, so says the Mishnah, that under normal circumstances, kol hamuzamim magdim loisamisa, if somebody tries to be mazim someone, they will get, and they turn out to be eidim zamim, they get the same punishment as the wanted to give. Chutz mizamim bes kayin, that they will get chenek b'bayala. And as we've said in previous shurim, this halacha is not only in a case where they wanted to try to get the man and the woman punished, and the man would get chenek, as we just learned, and the woman would get sreifa, and we're learning that they will get chenek. But even if it's a case of the man not being here, or the man being a katan, so he wouldn't be punished at all. So the only consideration here is about the woman. Still, the halacha is, they will only get chenek. And we're going to learn the Gemara with Hashem, because the pasuk says, "Vasisim kashazam alasis la'achiv, v'loy la'choysoy." And the Meshech Chochma gives an explanation for this halacha. He says, the reason we find that the Torah was so strict with a bas koyin that she gets sreifa in that chenek, because what she did wasn't only a terrible sin, she brought shame to her family. So if the Eidim Zomimim will get the punishment, if the Eidim Zomimim say what they say, and it turns out what they said is not true, so the halacha is, when we will punish them with that punishment, that she really isn't deserving because she actually is innocent, people will say, well, why did they get sreifa? Because she was a bas koyin. And that will create a situation of shame to her family. So just like when we punish her because she deserves to be shamed for what she did. When we don't punish, we don't want to punish in a way, or don't want to punish the Eidim Zomimim, we want to punish them only in a way which will not bring shame to the family. And if we're going to give them sreifa, it's going to bring shame to the family, which we're trying to avoid. Tana Rabbanan says, the Gemara, Shlosh Misosim B'dei Adam. There are three cases when we speak about a Navi Sheker that they're sentenced to death by Bezdin. The Shlosh Misosim B'dei Shemaim, there are three cases they get Misim B'dei Shemaim. HaMisnam B'mashal Shama, if somebody says Navu, what he didn't hear from Hashem, or HaMishloi Nemaloi, what was not said to him, as we're going to learn and learned, even though it was said to someone else, it wasn't said to him to say, or HaMisnam B'shem about the Zara, all these individuals, Misasim B'dei Adam. HaKavish Nevuasai, somebody who holds back his Nevuah, or HaMavata Al Divrei Navi, or Navi Sheka V'Navi Sh'ava Al Divrei Atzmai, or somebody holds back his own Nevuah, these individuals are Misasim B'dei Shemayim. Ask the Gemara Menonim Ili, where do we know these halachas? Om Rav Yehuda Merav, the Om Akrah. The Pasuk says, Ach HaNavi, that refers to a person who says what he wasn't told to say. He wasn't told to say it. I told somebody else to say it. That refers to an individual. So says Navua Mashloi Nemaloi, which wasn't set to him to be the messenger for. Vashiyadav b'shem al himachirim, zam esnab b'shem avoy dezara, v'ksiv, and the pasuk says regarding these individuals, meis hanove ahu, chal misa amur b'tarastam, when the Torah says misa, without identifying which misa we're talking about, we've learned in HaMasechta many times, in al-Acharik. HaKavish Navasai, but continues the Bryce in teaching us, somebody who holds back a Navua, or Hamavat al Divrei Navi, or Navi Shavu Divrei Atzmai. In these cases, Misasin B'dei Shemayim. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayi Isha Shalai Yishma El Dvarai Shidabe B'Shmi, Anoichi Edrish Me'imai. Isha Shalai Yishma, the Pasuk says, Isha Shalai Yishma, V'Karba Lo Yishmiya. That means the person will not pass on the message. The Kribe, we also learned, Lo Yishama El Dvarai, he doesn't listen to what I say. The ksiva noichi edrish mimoi, that means misim de shemayim. And the pashup shot, ashlo yishmei, means I'm a vatal devrei Navi, that he doesn't listen to what the Navi said. Continues the Gemara, misnavim ashlo yishama. If somebody says nevu that he didn't hear, what does that mean? What is that example? Tzitkiyo bekananya. The pasuk says, when Achav asked him, should he go up to war against Ramas Golod, which was in the hands of Aram? The pasuk says that when Achav wanted to go to war against Aram, that in Har Gilad, with him was Yeshafat Melech Yehuda, and Achav asked him to ask the Dvar Hashem if he should go or not. First, Achav asked 400 Nevi Abal, Nevi of the Avodah Zarah. All of them told him the name of Hashem that he will be successful. And Tzidkiyo ben Kenana made horns out of metal and says that with these horns you will be able to destroy Aram. Then Achav, after all of this, asked Yeshafid to ask a Navi Hashem, and he asked Michio ben Yimala, who was a Navi Emes, and he said Navua that Achav will die in the war. And moreover, Michio says Navua that he saw Hashem sitting on his throne, and he's asking the Tzva Shemayim, who is going to convince Achav to go to war, that Achav should have a downfall. And the Gemara speaks about this Pesukim. The Pesuk says, as we just described, V'yasloi Tzidkiyo ben Kenana Karnei Abazel. Says the Gemara, why, how would Tzidkiyo to know that this wasn't an honest Nevuah? My Avil Amendment, what should he have done? Ruach Nevois had to say. What happened here was that Nevois was a person who had a property near Achav. And Achav very much wanted that property, and Nevois refused to sell it to him. So Yizevel, Achav's wife, told him to accuse Nevois of being a traitor, and that he's a traitor, and he also cursed Hashem. And like that, Achav took the property. And the spirit of Nevois that was in Shemayim was the one that caused this entire situation, that Achav should be misled. The pasuk says, V'yam Hashem, mi yifatis Achav, who's going to be one, convince Achav, v'yal v'yipa b'ramas golad, v'yetzai ruach v'yam l'fnei Hashem, v'yam ani afteyana. I will be the one. V'yoyma tiftach v'kam tuchal, and he's told you will be successful. V'tzei v'aseike, v'am Rabbi Yehuda mai tzei, tzei michisosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want you near me, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course we know, hates anyone that says a lie. My ruach, and which was the ruach? Ruach shenavais ha-Israeli. So Tzidkiyo ben Kenana had no way of knowing that this was all being set up. Why is he considered a Navi Sheker? Says the Gemara, because Havelei L'medek. Tzidkiyo should have recognized what's going on here. Could Rabbi Yitzchak, based on what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Signan Echad Oil Kamel Nevi'im. Many Nevi'im can say Nevuah in the same fashion. However, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Esnagim Echad. We don't ever have the two Nevi'im say the exact same wording. Avadya Amar, and Avadya we find, says Zodna Liba Chasiacha. Avadya said to Achav, your arrogance caused you to do averis. The fact that people are scared of you causes you to, and therefore makes you arrogant. Vahani, even though they said the same message, they did not say the exact same words. But we find here that the 400 Nevi Abal that Achav asked said the exact same word. Says the Gemara, Mida Amri Kula Kadodi, if they all said the same wording, Shmamina, he should have realized that the Lekum Kamri, what they're saying is wrong. And therefore, it's considered that he listened to Nevi Sheker. Ask the Gemara, but maybe he wasn't aware of this halacha. Maybe he wasn't aware of this halacha, that if two Nevi'im say the same wording, there's something wrong. Says the Gemara, Yishafet have a hasam. Yishafet was there. The Kamalhu, the Ksiv, Yishafet told them this rule. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yami Yishafet, Hein Pai Oi Navi. Amalei, Yishafet says, let's look for another Navi. So they said, Achav says to Yishafet, Hoike Kohani, why do you need more Nevi'im? We have all these Nevi'im. Amalei, because he said, Kach Mekublani Mebeis Avi Abba, Shesigna Echad Oile Kam Nevi'im. Many Nevi'im could get the exact same message. However, Ein Shnei Nevi'im is Nabnim Signa Echad. And since Yishafet made this statement, Tzidkiyo should have realized that this is what's happening, and by not realizing, and by still going that against what he just heard, it was considered a misnabe mashloi shama. Why is it, says the Kedusha Slavi, why is the halacha that two people can't say nevuah with the same wording? He says, because the purpose of nevuah is to give a message. It's not just to say words. And everybody has to give the message in the best way that he could give the message. And if they're saying it the same way, that's not the purpose of Nevuah, and therefore we see there's something wrong. We said that if somebody, what is that? Says the Gemara, it speaks by Kigoy Chananya ben Izer. The Koy Yirmiyah b'shuka Elyon. Yirmiyah was standing in the Shukah Elyon v'kamer, and he said in the Nevuah, Koy Amah Hashem Tzavokos, Hinnene Shoiver Es Keshes Elam. I'm going to destroy the country of the Modai, which is called Elam. Nosu Chananya Kalvachayim Ba'atzmah. So Chananya made the following Kalvachayimah. Umay Elam, that's Elam, Shalaba El Lazas Bavel, that they only came to help Bavel do evil against Klal Yisrael. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hine Shavir's Keshes Elam, Kazdim, Atzmam, the Kazdim who then did so much worse to Klal Yisrael, Alachs Kam V'Kama, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them. Vasi Iyu V'Shoik HaTachdin, and Chananya comes to Shekhar Tachta V'Omer, Koyam Hashem, Shavarti is Oil Melech Bavel. I'm going to destroy Melech Bavel. And even though what he said was correct, but he was not given the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give such a Nevuah. And since he wasn't given the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give such a Nevuah, he should not have said it. Amalei HaPapal Abaya, Hay L'Chavayir Nami L'Nemar. This was not a Nevuah that was given to Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was only given a Nevuah about Elam, not about the Kazdim. Amalei, so says Abayit Rapapa, Kivin de Isyav Kavachoyim L'Midrash. How was this understood? This was understood by a Kalvachomer and commanded Melodami. Since a Kalvachomer is considered a valid way of learning, it's considered as if it was said to him, but who knew, but it was not said to Chananya, it was said to Yirmiyahu, and therefore he had no right to say it. We learned further, like we learned before, that they said Nevu to Achav. HaKovish Nevasai is Kigoyin Yoina Ben Amitai. Yoina Ben Amitai was sent with a message to say Nevu to Nineveh that will be destroyed. And we know Yoina tried to run away. That's called HaKovish Nevasai. Mamvatal Devei Navi, what is that when he doesn't listen to what the Navi said, B'dei Hashem, Kigoyin Chaveri the Micha. The friends, we spoke a few moments ago about Micha Mamalia, the Ksiv Ish Echem Bnei Nevi'im, Omer Reveya B'dvar Hashem Akenina, V'mayna Ish Lakaisai, he refused to do what he was told, the Ksiv V'yoymeloi, Yana Shloi Shmat B'kol, because you didn't listen to the call of Hashem, Hine Hoylech Miti V'icha Aryeh, you will be attacked by a lion, V'yelech, and the Pasuk Adit says, V'yelech Me'etzlov Yintzir Aryeh V'yekehu. The Pasuk speaks about, as we said, Hadad Melech Aram came to war against Klal Yisrael. Michio Anovi told Achav that he should go to battle and he will prevail. And Achav indeed prevailed in two wars. And then, after the two wars, he fell to the hands of Ben-Hadad. And he tried to make peace with him. And afterwards, Michiel told him, Hakenino. And after he refused to do what he was told, the Pasuk says he was attacked by a lion. Says the Gemara, V'navi shaveh devrei atzmai, what is that case? The Pasuk says, Kigoyim odan novi. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kikein tzivisi b'dvar Hashem, leim leisoich alechem, leisish demayim. The Ksiv and the Pasuk says that Edoi comes to the Navi Sheker, and he says, V'yom eloi gam ani novi kamaycha, and he says, I too am a novi, V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says that Edoi listened to what the Navi Sheker told him, V'yoshvi itoi, V'yoch lechem abesoi, he was told not to eat. He went against the Navua that he gave, that he's not supposed to eat, and he ate. V'ksiv, V'yelech v'mtzei aryeh, he too was killed by a lion. Says the Gemara Tana Tana Kamed Rav Chisda, Hakovish is Nevuasoi. If somebody hears a Nevuah and doesn't give it over, Leika is going to get Malchus because he's going against that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to say. Amalei, Man Da'achot Tamir Ba'arba Lelokai. If somebody eats the figs that are, the dates that are on a plate, is Chai Malchus. There's no reason that he should get Malchus. Man masturbate. And moreover, he says, who's going to give him Asra? If somebody knows a Navu and he holds it back, who's here to give him an Asra for being Kaivish Nevasai? Amar Abaya, Chavir Neveya. The other Nevi'im are the ones that will give him the Asra. Why are you not giving over what you were told to give? Ask the Gemara Menor Yadei, from where will all these other Nevi'im know what he was supposed to say? Amar Abaya, the Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Kilo Yasab Hashem al Kim Dover Kim Gilis Soidai. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives the Nevuah and in a way that all the other Nevi'im are going to be aware of it. Ask the Gemara, V'dama Hadribe, but maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted, and that's why he didn't say the Nevuah. Answers the Gemara, that can't be. Because Im Issa, the Hadribe, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have changed his mind, Kaviyakol, he would have notified all the Nevi'im. And the fact that the Nevi'im are not aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted, that means that the Nevuah is still in effect. Ask the Gemara of Yoina, the story by Yoina, where Yoina was sent to say Nevuah, that Nineveh will be destroyed, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, they did Tshuva, and they were not destroyed, Yoina was not notified. So we see that just if HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracts, he doesn't necessarily notify the Nevi'im. Says the Gemara, Yoina mikar Nineveh nepeches armalei. The Pasuk only said the Nineveh nepeches, it will be turned over. The word turned over can mean physically destroyed, or can mean they will change their way. So this wasn't a retraction of the Nevuah. Ila Yada, Yoina himself was not aware, Ila Toivah L'ra, what was clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention. And as all the Mefarshim explained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was that let's see how they behave. And if they behave properly, they will be okay. And if not, they will be punished. We learned further in the Mishnah Mevat al Divrei Navi, the person that doesn't listen to what the Navi says, we learned Misasoi b'dei Shemayim, Hischayiv Misa b'dei Shemayim. Ask the Gemara, Mena Yoda di Anish. How should a person know that this Navu is a true Navu, that he's punished for ignoring it? Says the Gemara, because the Yavle Ois, when the Navi gave a sign to prove that what he said is true. And like we learned at the beginning of the shir, if somebody has a proven track record to be a Navi, then you have to listen to what he says. But Micha asked the Gemara, when we spoke before about Micha, that he never gave an ice, and yet we found it Ianish. Says the Gemara, Heichad de Muchsuk Shani, in a place where the Navi has a track record that what he says is true, then we have to do. So since Micha was a person had a track record, so that's why they should have followed what he said. Dilai Teimahachi asked him, Avram Bahar Maria, when Avram Avinu told Yitzchak to go up for an akeva, for the akeda, Hechashamala Yitzchak, how did Yitzchak pay attention to what Avram Avinu said? Or Eliyahu Bahar Kamel, where we know that Eliyahu told him to build a mizbeach and to bring on it an animal. Heches Michalei, how could they have listened to what he was saying and violated the aveir of Shkut Echutz, of bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash? But the reason it's different, Hecha de Muchsuk Shani, when somebody has a track record, it's different. So since we mentioned the parsha of the Akedah, the Gemara goes into it. The pasuk says, V'hi achad var me'ela, v'lekim nisa es Avram. So the question is, what is meant with the words achad var me'ela? Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishim Rav Yosef ben Zimra, achad var v'sul satan. After the satan made a claim, the ksiv, the pasuk says, bat Yitzchak, v'yigdal ha'yelad v'yigomel, v'yas Avram mishte godl b'yoymi gomel si Yitzchak. Amar satan v'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the satan says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilem, Zokenze, referring to Avram Avinu, Chinanta Lamei Shonabri Pri Beten. At 100 years old, he had a son. When we call Sudash Asa, and he made this party that we just read about, Lahoy Loi Tar Echad Agoizel Echad Lakriya Lefanecha. He didn't even bring one carbon. Why did Avram Avinu not bring any carbon? So one pshat that I saw is that Avram Avinu thought to himself, I brought the biggest carbon that's possible. I did a bris milah on my son. Amar loy, so Hashem says to the satan, klum asa el b'shvil b'noi. Everything they did is all for his son. And if I will tell him, zvach es bincha l'fanai, bring your son as a carbon, miyad zayvcha, he will do what he was told. And indeed, the pasuk says, miyad, immediately the pasuk begins, v'yilkim nisus Avram. And the Ben Yehuda says that the satan was very conniving. The satan waited with this nesayin all these years, because he knew that this nesayin that he will bring is such a serious nesayin that waiting for it will be worth all of the wait. And therefore, the satan very deliberately waited for this time. Says the Gemara, V'yoma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Kachna Aspincha, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Ein Na, when we see the word Na in the Pasuk, it's El Losh Bakosh. It represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is saying, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I need you to fulfill this Nisayan more than all the other Nisayanis. Because as the Inyakov Yaakov explains, Yaakov, Avram Avinu was told, Ki Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, you, Yitzchak, will be the one who will be considered your child. And now, it's all falling away. And still, Mashal Melech Bas V'dam, Sh'amdo Alav Mechamas Harbei. How are we to understand this? When you had a king that went to many wars, V'yelagiva Echad, and he had a general for Nitzchan, and all the wars he was able to prevail. L'yama Amdala Muhammad Chazaka. And now a very difficult war presented itself. Amma, and the king says to his general, B'bakosh Mecha, I ask of you, Amad Libel Chamazu, please go out and lead this war. Shloyama Rishonis Ein B'mamish. The earlier wars weren't so significant. So too, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Nesisicha Bekama Nesyonis. You were tested with many Nesyonis. V'amarta Bekulan, and you stood and you prevailed in all of them. Akshar Ach Amarli B'Nesyon Zeh, I ask you to please pass this Nesyon, Shloima Eim Mamish B'Rishonim, that they shouldn't say that the earlier ones weren't that significant. Because I saw that the Imre Emes explains, the Sar and the Shainis that Avram Avinu were tested were worse, were connected as Sar Mamaris with which the world was created. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, that I need you to withstand all of the Nishayinus. Because if you're not going to say, if you're not going to be able to withstand all of the Nishayinus, then what's going to happen is, then people are going to say that the world has, then the world can't have a kiyum. The world can't stand because you weren't able to withstand that Sarah Nishayinus that represent the kiyum oilam, that represent the way the world can be, can continue to exist. Another pshat that I saw is we know that the Litzane Hadar, the Gemara says, used to say that Me'avi Melech Nis'abra Sarah, that it was that Avram Avinu was not really Yitzchak's father, and in order to make sure that everybody would realize that of course that's not true, and that certainly Avram Avinu was Yitzchak's father, we need you to show that you have this ability. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains. What he says is that because all the other Nishayinus, Avram Avinu could become arrogant. Look at me. I withstood all these other Nishayinus. And he'll lose the Madrega that he gets for those Nishayinus. That's why he said to him, withstand this Nisayan that will show how ready you are to do what I said, and that will give merit to all the other Nisayanis. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Kach nos bincha. So Avram Avinu says, Snei barim yeshli, I have two sons. Es yechitcha, your only son. So he says, Zeh yachal imai, v'zeh yachal imai. Yitzchak is Sarah's only son, and Yishmael is Hagar's only son. Asha hafta, tevei rechim tilei. I love both sons. As Yitzchak, then he said Yitzchak. So asked the Gemara v'kokach lama, why was it necessary to say all of this? Kadei shloi tatar of dat of love. If Avram Avinu would have been told suddenly, bring your son Yitzchak for an akedah, what that would mean is that he was not thinking. And since he wasn't thinking because it was so traumatic, that's why he did it. But Hashem didn't want that anybody should say that Avram Avinu did this in an improper manner. He didn't do it with the proper intention just to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So that's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to him in such a fashion. Kidmas Satan L'Derech. So as Avram Avinu is going on the road, the Satan wants to prevent him from doing the Akedah. Amalai, Hanisa Dava Alecha Tila, it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he tested you. Hina Yisat the Rabbim, you have brought so many people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now doing this to confuse you. Amalai, and because how are you going to bring, your mission in life is to bring people closer to Hashem. And how are you to accomplish that mission if people will see that you are ready to bring your son as an Akedah, says Avram Avinu, Ani betumei eilech, I do what Hashem says. Says the Satan him, Allah yiroscha kislasecha, aren't you to have Yerushimayim, aren't you worthy that Hashem should protect you from such situations? Amalai zechon na mi naki avid. I will not ever lose from doing the right thing. Doing what Hashem says is the right thing. Kivin the chazad like kashmilai. So when the Sultan sees that Avram Avinu is not paying attention to him, Amalei velai dover yugunov, kach shemati mechare paragid, hasel oila, that the animal should be brought as a carbon, ve'en Yitzchak loila, and Yitzchak will not be brought for a carbon. Amalei says Avram Avinu to him, kach anchi shabadai, what you're saying, afilo oima emes ein shemaloi, even when you say the truth, and ultimately maybe that's what will be, nobody pays attention to you. Rav Levi Amar Achad Vav Shel Shmuel Yitzchak. He has a different interpretation. After Shmuel said to Yitzchak, Amar Shmuel Yitzchak, Ani Gadol M'Chom B'Mitzvos, I am greater. Shat Amalta Ben Shmuel Nishamim. You had a bris when you're 8 days old. Vani Ben Shleish Es Rishana. But my bris was when I was 13 years old. Amar, so Yitzchak said, Be'eva Echa Atam Agarabi, You're trying to show that you're greater than me because of the bris that you had on this one aver. And my Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to me, Zvach Atzmecha Lefanai, be ready to give up your life, and Izaver, I'm ready to do so. That's how I'm proving my devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Velakim Nisa Es Avram. And I saw that it's even more than that. Yitzchak never even heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do a bris. It was only something that he heard from Avram Avinu. But Yitzchak was teaching us the power of Torah Shebaal Peh. He was teaching us that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a message, even as given as we're learning now in our Shia through a Navi, it is our obligation to follow through on any message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us through a Navi.